Did you ever hear of a dragonfly?
A what?
Dragonfly? Or a snake doctor?
Snake doctor?
You've heard of a snake doctor?
Oh, I've seen those.
Okay, is this the kind of thing that we're describing to you? Would you? Is that what you'd call it?
Well, it... somewhere in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
How about, I'll give you the others that they've listed here, see if you've heard of these.
Well, just ask him if he has any other names for it.
Oh, no, a snake doctor's all we ever had.
Okay. What's this kind of, this is a bug that you don't want to bite you, because you might get a real bad sting from it.
What?
Okay, that's one type. Now
yellow jacket.
Okay.
Honeybee.
Now, is there any difference between a yellow jacket and a wasp?
Yeah, lots of difference.
What's the difference?
Well, a yellow jacket is a whole lot smaller, and I think I saw a wasp laying right over there. Get him out, he dead. Isn't that him laying up beside that thing?
I think I saw one, too. I think I see him over here.
Is there any other...
Yeah, he's
like that you mentioned a wasp, a yellow jacket, and a honeybee. Is there any other kind
hornet.
Of
hornet?
Hornet. Okay. Now, what's the difference between a hornet and a wasp? He's real cute.
you want?
No. What's the difference between that and a hornet?
Well, a hornet is sort of dark, brownish looking and got lots of white on it, and about three times larger than that.
And the yellow jacket
and
is
they
small.
The one makes the big nest, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, by I don't know how they make that. What is it
Mars
made?
And they strip bark off, I think, off a tree.
Yeah. And you see the thing will be about that high, be about that big around.
This is a hornet.
Yeah. And it'll have a little hole right at the bottom, you know, just about, oh, it may be just a little bit larger than they are.
Now, how about a wasp?
And one sits at that hole at all times.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. How about a wasp's nest? What kind of nest does he have, do you know?
Oh, he has a little nest, you know, about that wasp size sometimes. They get that big around, but it's made by like a hornet nest only. It's just the old part of it is on the bottom, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They seal over the top of it, and the bottom of it's just open, and that's where they raise the little ones in there. See, when they lay an egg in there, well, they seal over that section of it. You know, just about like honeybees.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know, they have a comb and they seal that over. You know, when they're going to raise another hive of bees,
make it level.
Yeah, they seal it over, you see. And that's not good deed then.
What's this? There's another one that stings you that you're just constantly having to deal with these sometimes. These little rascals.
They're not bees, they're small.
They're little.
Mosquito?
Yeah. And how about that little bug that sometimes, if you're walking in a field or something, he'll get under your skin, actually burrow down in there.
Red bug.
Okay, do you ever call him anything else?
We did have a name for him. What was
it?
That's it. Chicken?
Yeah.
That wasn't quite it, was it?
It's you said I have to get you to pronounce it, so I've got to get that word out. It starts with that.
Yeah, I know, but chigger.
Okay.
I'm allergic to them. I
think anybody's allergic to get out in them.
Now, this is a little tiny baby fish that you use for a bait sometimes.
Well, minnows.